So this is something that's just starting to be embraced in terms of the sort of new wave of digital literacy for Indigenous languages. Because if you think about, okay, how do you make a record of an Indigenous language? You can write it down adapting English letters. So, for example, the sound T, it's not the same as an English T, so we write it as TH, but it's not really a TH. So, you know, how if you see that written down, how do you pronounce it right? On the other hand, if you hear someone say it on a mobile phone, you just copy them. And we've just been very lucky, this guy Ben Foley, who's a genius app designer, interested in language, and basically during our 2 weeks on the island, we were doing a lot of stuff, but Ben was writing the code to take what was my old book dictionary, which was set out using this sort of arcane system of backslashes, you know, so the head word would be backslash LX and then say what the word was and so on and all the way through, but was consistent enough that with a bit of fiddling, you could turn it into something that could be guzzled up by a little program and, you know, cleverly manipulated so it displays on the screen. And what one thing we started doing during these 2 weeks was just starting to load up sound files of people saying individual words.
So is it local people that are actually the voices of when you hear something pronounced? Is that local people from Mornington Island?
Yes, exactly. And some of them from the past, I should emphasise. So one of the things we did during this workshop was to revisit recordings made, some by me, but some by others earlier than me. So there were a couple of anthropologists who went up to the island in the 1960s and also took people home to their homeland on Bendigo Island and made some really good recordings with them, actually, from people who had deceased, often deceased before I got up there in 82. And some of the people who came to our workshop had never actually heard their voices. This might be like grandparents or great-grandparents who died before you had a chance to hear them. So what we can now do also, thanks to technology, is to go through these recordings, snip out, you know, like let's say we just want to put up the word for turtle, which is bunga. So you can just snip out a recording of someone saying bunga, and then that gets associated with the word on the app when you display it. So at the moment, we've still just got that for a few dozen words. You know, this is a project that's going to be unfolding over a few years, but we'll gradually populate it with more and more words.